Welcome to Reflecting God. The Gospels paint a consistently dark picture of Judas Iscariot. The Gospel writers had the benefit of hindsight, but each time Judas is mentioned, it seems the betrayal of Jesus Christ is recalled. For the Gospel writers, this act of treachery was the single defining act of his life. How does one who has followed the Son of God for 3 years, heard his words, seen him give the blind sight, betray him with a kiss for 30 silver coins? Luke tells us that Satan entered Judas. Certainly, but how? The Bible indicates that Satan can only enter where he is given opportunity. Like all vermin, Satan only needs a small crack to wiggle inside. We do not know what that was for Judas. Greed, ambition, impatience? In any case, Satan got in. There is no way to stop up the cracks on our own. The good news is that the Holy Spirit is great at pest control, not only expelling that foul presence, but also guarding against Satan's return. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.